Hurricane Katrina devastated communication systems throughout the Gulf states. Today, Bell South said the cost of damage to its network alone may reach $600 million. Close to 1 million telephone lines are still down. Cell phone and internet service remains cut off in much of the region. Some connectivity is back, though, thanks in part to tech industry volunteers. Day-to-Day technology contributor Shani Jardin has more.
When Hurricane Katrina passed and floodwaters continued to rise, so did awareness of just how badly the region's communications infrastructure had been damaged. Voice, data, and broadcasting services in many places didn't work, cutting off survivors and making the jobs of emergency workers and law enforcement impossibly difficult. How do you coordinate without communication? On Friday, the Federal Communications Commission held an emergency conference call to organize reconnect efforts with tech giants like Intel and Cisco, as well as smaller tech groups. FCC staff worked with tech volunteers throughout the holiday weekend. Using websites, blogs, and email lists, the groups asked tech companies to identify resources they could donate. Michael Anderson of Part15.org heads up one private industry effort working with the FCC.
Those established communication networks that they're trying to reestablish, the rush to get those back up is so the emergency services personnel, the police, the fire, the other relief agencies, can at least talk to each other once again. I don't believe that's going to be opened up for normal, everyday communications like it was 2 weeks ago.
Anderson says hundreds of companies have responded with offers of gear, personnel, and network capacity. The FCC, in turn, is coordinating with FEMA and other government authorities to figure out who gets what, where, and how quickly. Individual geeks and small community wireless groups are also teaming up with the FCC to get the communications grid working again. In calmer times, the ad hoc culture of do-it-yourself techies is often seen as outside the communications industry mainstream. But organizer Sasha Meinrath of Illinois group CU Wireless says, when the big grid is down, that's exactly what's needed.
We have a breakdown in many of the things that people rely on to deploy these sorts of systems. And then we have people whose expertise is in, you know, rubber banding and bubble gum sticking and, you know, pulling together things with whatever is at hand. That's very much what we need right now, is people with that level of innovation and expertise.
The FCC is bending its own rules, reaching out to amateur radio operators in rural areas and giving volunteers permission to launch a low-power FM radio station in Louisiana, what would usually be called pirate radio, to provide emergency information. FCC Chief of Staff Daniel Gonzalez says the agency is working with a wide array of providers to get temporary systems up fast and to work towards longer-term rebuild.
We understand that service crews are currently going into the affected areas, trying to restore service that includes the wireline providers, wireless providers, satellite providers, broadcast, radio and television, as well as cable. The industry has really pulled together during this crisis to try to resolve these issues.
Communications by any means necessary also seems to be the principle guiding volunteers from the California Institute for Telecommunications and Information Technology, or CalIT2. They're teaming up with cell company Qualcomm and satellite provider Viasat to relink storm-affected areas. Director Ramesh Rao.
We have units on the ground there in Baton Rouge with satellite dishes, with mobile base stations, and lots of handsets to give out to the local responders there to create that connectivity, the communication fabric that's needed as a first step.
Today, cell service is beginning to come back to some spots. Internet and radio communications are also becoming available in limited areas, but serious challenges remain. Lack of ground security has held up efforts, though tech volunteers say this is beginning to improve. Many point out delays in obtaining access and permission from FEMA and other agencies. But most of all, nothing happens without electricity. And for now, in the Gulf states, that's hard to come by. For NPR News, I'm Shani Jardin.